Zeichen nicht mehr Savi Mori, Achim, wie Yisrael Pilchas, Zeichen nicht mehr Daniel Ashen, was Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning, everybody. We're going to have the Chumash here today, and Be'ezer Hashem, starting this Tuesday, Be'ezer Hashem, we will have the Shir, the Limud of Bein Hazmanim Limud, which is going to be on Betzias Hapas, at 11 o'clock, starting this Tuesday. It'll be Be'ezer Hashem four times a week, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Be'ezer Hashem, on Hilchas Betzias Hapas, which you'll find to be very interesting, even though it's probably something that most people never stop to learn Be'ian. But if you learn, like anything, you learn Be'ian, you learn a Geshmak, you'll see a lot of interesting things. So I want to tell everyone, and if you know anyone else who's interested in a Limud during the break here, which the Limud for us is going to start on Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem, this coming Tuesday at 11 o'clock, feel free to join us, and we'd love to invite you, or you, your friends, whoever it is, to be part of this limud. Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Vayigash. So a couple of very fascinating ideas. The Torah tells us, Vayibhol al Tzavrei Binyamin Ochiv Vayevch uBinyamin Bocha al Tzavarov, page 1. That when Yosef and Binyamin embraced, so it says that each one was on the, you know, cried on the neck of his brother, and Rashi says in Pasuk Yudalet, Al Shnei Mikdashos Osidin LiYos Bechelkol Shel Binyamin V'Solchem LeChoriv. In other words, so Yosef was crying on the neck of Binyamin, right? And that was referring to crying for the destruction of the Batei Mikdash.
Separate, but the plural, right?
Yeah.
The necks.
Yeah. So Yosef was crying on his necks. And Binyamin was crying on the necks of Yosef on the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh, which is going to be in the chelek of Yosef and ultimately be destroyed. So you have to understand how the Chazal understood this. Even it was not just the simple pshat is he's seeing Binyamin for his first time. Binyamin seeing Yosef. So, but Chazal had an added thing besides the personal thing of Binyamin being, seeing Binyamin and Binyamin seeing Yosef, and they all cried on each other's neck. So there was an added dimension that they were crying over the Churban of Mishkan Shiloh in the portion of Yosef and in the Beis Mikdash in the portion of Binyamin. And then look further before in Pesuk Yud Beis, Einechem Ra'os Ve'Einei Ochi Binyamin Ki Pi HaMedaber Aleichem. That Yosef is saying, I'm a Jewish person like you, and Od Ki Pi HaMedaber Aleichem, says Rashi, B'Loshen HaKodesh, that I speak Loshen HaKodesh. So what was he trying to tell his brothers, that he's speaking B'Loshon HaKodesh? What was the significance of this? So first, what's the significance of the crying on the Beis HaMikdash that all of a sudden is mentioned of here? And what's the idea of B'Loshon HaKodesh? And we know there's a famous Chazal on the pasuk on two here pasuk of Zayin, right? The word love is called Rei Yosef Shad Vilhem Vayar Es Hagolos or Shasholach Yosef Laseso. So that Yaakov sees the Hagolos, the wagons that Yosef brought to Yaakov to take Yaakov to him to Mitzrayim. That the Chi Ruach Yaakov Avim. So Yaakov is very excited, he has a sense of inspiration. And the Rashi says that
Simon Musal Him Babasha. So what was the idea of the Agolos? So we know that Chazal, we have a Masorah in Chazal, that the last thing that Yaakov and Yosef learned together before they parted ways was the Parsha of Egla Arufa. So now Agol is a wagon, Egla is the animal. So it's nothing to do with each other, but it's a remez in the words. Egla, Agola sounds so, but he saw Agola, he said, oh, Egla, I see that he remembers the last sugya we were learning. The Das Kanim says a little bit more, that it's not just Egla, Agola, but we know that that the concept of Egla Rufa is the person got killed, you know, between the two cities. So the Torah, you know, says Pashoftim that you know, this Kanim said Einenu lo shofchos adam azeh, you know, Yadenu lo shofchos adam azeh, that we didn't, we're innocent, we didn't kill this person. And what's the idea? So Das Kanim says, and the first, the Gemara in Sota says that, in other words, anyone who comes to our city, we are malave them. We don't just let them go by themselves, we malave them. And that's the idea, that the last thing they were learning together was Vayishlacheu Me'em Mechevron, that Yaakov was malave Yosef, right, to go see the brothers. So that was the parsha of this Egla Rufa. The idea is that they're saying we definitely were malave him, so we weren't guilty of this. So we wouldn't have been malave. So that's the last thing they talked about, which is the idea of Egla Rufa, and that was the idea, and therefore that was what it means. Egla Rufa is the parsha of escorting your guests. And when he saw the Agala, which is also escorting, or the reminds him of that word, so then again he said, "Oh, Yaakov is Yosef is holding where we left off." Oh. Now, there's a sefer called Nechmad Mizohav from Rabbi Cheskel Mikozhmir on page 11. And he explains the first thing that we wanted to talk about is why all of a sudden is each one crying on the Beis HaMikdash that's in the other one's chelak. What's this idea of tzumu olai? Alo atzom haya avor klal Yisrael. What does Esther say? You should fast for me. Chenu perish gam and even arosai atzum kein. Achenyan hu sheikar hu shokol echad yachshos betoras betovas chaveru. Whereas everyone should care for the well-being of his fellow Jew. Vispala al sar chaveru. In other words, that you should daven for the, you know, for your fellow Jew who's in agony. Yosef Mishalov, Kashayira Torah's Chavero, Avsha Avor Zel, Lo Hayolo, Bal Yachshos Klal. Kashayira Torah's Chavero, Avsha Avor Zel, Lo Hayolo, Bal Yachshos Klal. Kamosha Matir Kam, Aipol Al Tzavar Binyamin, Ochi, Vayev, Binyamin Boch Al Tzavarov. And that's the idea. Peish Rashi, She Yosef Boch Al Shnei Mikdosha, Shosidin, Lios Bechalkal, Shel Binyamin. And the Sofin Lechar, Binyamin Boch Al Mishkon Shiloh. So he says, "L'chora, kasha lo ein lano elam melech echad beis mikdash echad koy gadol echad. Im keinim mishkan shilo lo yechrav." In other words, if mishkan shilo would not have been destroyed, lo lo yeh beis mikdash klav, and if we'd had mishkan shilo, we wouldn't have gotten a beis mikdash. A kol echad. So what's the idea that he's crying for mishkan shilo? You know, B'yamis crying for Mishkan Shiloh, but why is she crying for Mishkan Shiloh? I mean, if Mishkan Shiloh would have stayed, we wouldn't have had a base of Mikdash. But what's the idea? Akol echad rosei sheishkayem al chaveru afshar al yidei zeh lo yelo. Everyone should care for everyone else's well-being, even though that might cause you not to get what you would want. So, meaning he's Yosef's crying, Binyamin's crying on the Chorban of Shiloh, even though if there wouldn't have been a Chorban Shiloh, he wouldn't have had a Beis HaMikdash in his Chelek. He wrote, Yishrishkav shal chaver Yosef Mishaloh, Chelkan Amro Esther. Tzubu alai. You should fast for me. Hayinu shekavanoschem ye alai, v'gamani v'norosa yintzol kein, shegamani atzum avorchem. Lo averi. So it's if everyone's focused on the well-being of everyone else, that will bring the Yeshua. And that's the idea of that each one was focusing on the tzar of the other person, even though that might cause him not to fully get what he needed, but that's the idea. You fast for my well-being, says that I'll fast for your well-being, etc. Oh, so now there is a pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim on page 12. Yimale piti lasecha kol hayom tifartecha. So what is this idea? Yimale piti lasecha. So there's a fascinating shot in the Arugas HaBosim on page 17. It says, Yisrael ahavas Yosef mikol bonov ki ben zkunim ulo kol ma shalomed mishem ve'ever hayomosolo. Right? So whatever Yaakov learned in the Midrash of Shoshem ve'ever, he gave over to Yosef. And he'll be sachdal v'yamru chazal b'sefer b'kol ma'arvin. B'nei Yehuda shekpidu al shonam, that B'nei Yehuda that were makpid on their speech, niskaimu tarosim biyodam. So their Torah was not forgotten. B'nei Golil, people in the Galilee, shalom hikpidu al shonam, then their Torah wasn't niskaim. So he says like this, he quotes from the Sefer Eretz Chaim, the first cry, Yimali pi ti lasecha. Yimali pi. So he says a fascinating idea. Yimali pi, hainu pi b'miluo. In other words, the word pi is pei and yud. So he says that's a gematria. Pei is pei aleph if you spell it out b'miluo, right? 81, and then you have and yud 81 and yud is 101. So what's the idea? So if you spell out P, Pei Aleph, and Yud Vav Dalet, then you get to the number of 101. And what's the significance of 101? So we all know the famous Gemara in Chagiga, on page 13, Testament base. Amalei Barhi Hilo Shaftim Reisim Betzadik L'Rosher Bein Oved Elokim L'Asher Lo'avado. So what's the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha and Oved Elokim Eino Avodah? Isn't that a repeat of the same thing? So he says, no, Travayu tzaddik igmur. Ve'eino dom shona pirkul mea pa'omim, l'shona pirkul mea va'echad. That if you learn 100 times, it's versus you learning 101 times. Because the 101 times has that extra chazara. That causes, in other words, I think it's in the Tanya, I heard Rabbi Yagin, I heard Rabbi Salvechik, the idea that that's the normal way they would learn, people say over, is 100 times. You want to learn that extra 100 first time, that you know, causes it to be embedded in your memory. So Yimalei Pi, Pei B'miluo, is 101, and that's Kiminyan, back to page 17, Kiminyan Michoel, Shememuna al hazikar, kudu matzina shol pirkul mea ve'echad, pa'amim enadon l'shol pirkul mea pa'amim. Be'eshlikach mizeh musar haskel, demisha shomer yimale pi, demisha tilosecha, demisha shomer piv, person is shomer piv, then he will get the bracha of Meva Echot. Vieshnikov made me the Musar Haskell to Misha Shomer Piv Mudaber Livorim Bekalim. For Kosha came divin, Isid Havle Pibi Mulua, as Miskayemis, Tarasu Biodo, Rasi Shabi, the Gomer Bede Yehuda, Shekpido, Alashonim, Lavilti, all monsters of Sosem, Niver Havai, Aldeze, Hayapibi Mulua, Mushabachim, Skyma Tarasu Biodo. The people who were Bede Yehuda that were mocked on how they spoke, and you know, so then their Torah was kept because they got the bracha of Yimalipi. Yimalipi is the pe bimaluo, and that's 101, and 101 is the mid of Zikaro. Person chaz is 101 times. So, you know, Yosef Hevi is the bosom ra, v'temel Yaakov Avinu, shakibel loshet hara al bonav. How could Yosef speak loshet hara and Yaakov accepts it? Of okay, v'sharar she Yosef ha'yaben zekunim. But he says that he gave his Torah to Yosef. V'nimtzalo niskayim v'yodam izeh. He gave him his Torah, and the Torah he kept it. And you see now, especially years later, he still was holding by the Torah that he got from the Parshas of Egla Rufa. So it must be that his mouth is pure. Chet hemin lishim yoso, Rav Yisrael Havas, yosim kol bodo kevim zekulvo. See, he's a person who his Torah was miskayim, so it must be that his dibur was proper. And that's what it says over here in the Arugas Abosim as well, on Parshas Toldos, on the left side. B'nei Yehuda Kepidu al-Shonam Marema Dimalipi Tilosecha. That Hebe Meloa is Meir Mechad. And that's the idea that the that is brought down here, that and in the Sefer Yad Shalom, as we quoted as well, says this idea that also by Pinchas on page 25, Yivur Harav Hakadosh of Loz Nisan Marvayar Pinchas Ra Maisiv and Iskar Halacha Amar LeMoshe Rabbeinu Lokachni Matanu Abol Aramis Kanoim. Okay, the whole story there. But that's the idea that he's saying the Ani Yosef, you know, Ora Vichai, Adailo Yamami, like Yashon, Omna Kashadibro Lava, it's called Divre Yosef. Okay, there's a whole discussion here, but the idea is that his dibur was still a proper dibur. It was lashon kodesh. It was so that if the dibur is proper, so then a person is zochet to the mei of a echad, and we see that Yosef is on page 26. Zeshalach Yosef neimel avi shalosh shachach talmudo. He was showing his father. He didn't forget the learning. They were holding by Egla Rufa, so he's reminding him. Hagolos, Egla Rufa. And that's the connection. Kipi hamidarbe lechem. Because you see that his dibur was pure, was Lashon HaKodesh, and that was a skula for Zikaron, and that was they know that whatever he said was pure, it was Lashon Chodesh, the Dibur was pure, Sofas HaLashon, he was in Shum Galush Rezeh, Yosfas Eretz Kanan, Kavana Ofen HaDibur, Shabbatab Arach Dvarim Shal Kedusha. It wasn't just Lashon Chodesh, it was Dvarim Shal Kedusha, whatever he said was Kadosh. So that's the idea, Rabbi Osai, that the two ideas that, first of all, the Avodas HaPev, Avodas HaLev. In other words, the Avodas HaLev is the caring. No, each one is caring for the other one. Binyamin is caring for Yosef's future. Yosef is caring for Binyamin's future. And that's what the idea of Esther, Tzumu Alai, and Ivar Noi Atzum Kain. You fast, you have me in mind, I'll have you in mind. And that's that Avodas HaLev. But it also, it's the Avodas HaPeh, is that a person is careful how he speaks, so he gets a special, You know, and that's, you know, pi hamedaber lechem. But you're speaking loshon kodesh means losh kedusha, and pi he says pi is the pe aleph and the yud vav dalet is mea ve'echad, and mea ve'echad is the bracha of the school of zikaron. And if the pi is proper and the pi is kadosh, and you see that Yosef saying the pi is kadosh, so then you have a haftacha of Zikaron. And Yosef, you see, had a haftacha of Zikaron, that he remembered which sugi we're holding by, that we're holding by the Egla Rufa. Either literally, they were learning the parsha of Egla Rufa, the ninth parak of Sota, Egla Rufa, the halachas of Egla Rufa. And that's what he was remembering to his father, Egla Lashon Agala, Egla Rufa and Agolos, even though two different things, or you can explain that they're both ideas of how you're supposed to love somebody. And that's the idea as well, that Veishlachei Me'emek Chevron, that Yaakov is Malavi Yosef. So then that's the point of Egla Rufa, that we didn't harm anybody by not giving them the proper Malavaya, meaning the proper escort, etc. And that is also the proper escort, is the idea of the care. You're leaving me, I'm not going to just throw you in the street, but I have that care to be malava you, and that's the care of Tsumu Alai, Latsumu Aleichem, that's the care of Yosef Bar Al Tzavarov. And then the second Mida is, that's the Mida of the Lev, and then the Mida of the Peh, of how we speak to people, and we, our Lashon is very Kaddosh. Kipid midaber lechem b'loshon kodesh, either kipshuto, loshon kodesh, or the loshon of kedusha, and that loshon of kedusha gives us the bracha of kipi midaber. Pi is 101, is the mid of zikaron, and that's what Yosef was mekayim, because he still was remembering the zikaron that he had of the pachwa, well, what he learned from the father, the kipshuto, or the idea that they were osek in escorting him years ago. Now he's escorting his father, being escorted, and that's the those two milas. So as we approach now, this Asara B'Teves, it's in my sefer I have from Rav Shlomo Fisher that there's a question whether the Mechiras Yosef was an Asar B'Teves. You can look in the Sefer. But the idea being, the idea of caring, of Nosei Ba'olim Kaveiro, to care, you know, you don't just say, what's good for me, it's good for me, I don't care about you. And that's that Midah of Vayipol Al Tzavarei V'Diom Me'ochi, Vayivah V'Diom Bocha Al Tzavarov, and the way a person speaks, Kipi HaMedabra Aleichem, and all this gets the Bracha of the Koran HaTorah. Because one of the says in Perkei Avos that one of the midos to Bekoine Torah is Nosayim Ba'olim Chaveiro, that you feel your friend's pain and you care about him. So the Maral asks, why is that a Kinyan Torah? That's a nice midah, but why does that have to do a Kinyan Torah? You learn a lot. Because the Torah is all about the klal, it's all about, you know, you're caring for everyone else. So if somebody has that midah, Nosei Ba'ol B'Chaveiro, then he's going to have Torah, he's going to learn Torah, his Torah is going to stay with him. He has that Kedusha surrounding him. Kipi HaMedaber Aleichem, he has the pei Aleph and the Yud Vav Dalet. And Bez Hashem, that's going to bring him to be a person of Pi HaMedaber Aleichem, person of Kedusha. And he'll be Zoicha for the Malas Avodas HaPeh and Avodas HaLeif. Okay, Rabbosai, let me wish you all a good Shabbos. So let's see who's here. Rav Yosef Katan, Rav Yitzchak Carroll, Rav Yehuda Shitris, Nathan Bauer, and Michael Ben Lolo. How is it in Montreal? How's the weather?
It's very cold, but the rings are frozen. So
how much snow was on the ground?
Maybe 3, 4, 5 centimeters, I guess.
Centimeters? I'm not from the metric system. I'm an American.
I don't know, man.
Okay. And Moshe Carroll, and Nathan Bauer, and Avi Arbusfeld. and Ilan Sasson, and Rav Shlomo Garfinkel. Lou, how is it in Tower 41?
Amazing.
Yeah? Amazing weather? Okay.
A few people quoted you this week, Echam
Sofer. Yeah, Echam Sofer, it's in the Sefer. Yeah, it's in the Sefer.
Yeah.
And Rav Daniel Albert, and Yair Noller, and then Rabbi Levy, and
Good
Shabbos, and yeah, you too, and Ezra Hagler, and Harav Goldstein. Okay, it's good to see you all. So we hope to see you this year on Tuesday. Is a new section. It'll be a couple of weeks. So then we will come back to the inyanim that we were doing about Kiddush B'Makom Suda, etc. But in the meantime, since this is like a different 3 weeks on or something like that, which has to do with things that we were talking about, but specifically the Siman Kuf Samach Zayim and Metzias Apas. So I wish you all a good Shabbos, hoping to see you, whoever could come on starting on Tuesday, for the regular 11 to 12 Zman Bezer Shem. Kol Tov and a good Shabbos to all.
Shabbos.